A Fairy Tale. Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who loved to visit her grandmother. The old woman was always busy making something for her favorite granddaughter. One day, she made something very special indeed. It was a beautiful, bright red cape with the hood. The little girl loved it so much that she wore it all the time. Soon, everyone started calling her Little Red Riding Hood. And one morning, the little girl's father said,
"Little Red Riding Hood, your grandmother's not very well. I'm packing up some things to help her feel better, and I'd like you to take them to her. But do be careful as you walk through the forest, and don't stop for anything on the way."
"I'll be careful, and I won't stop for a second."
So off she went with her little basket. She waved to her father until he was out of sight. Just at the edge of the forest, a very crafty fellow was waiting. It was a wolf. When Little Red Riding Hood passed by, he greeted her with a slow smile.
"Good morning, my dear, and what a fine morning it is."
"Good morning, but I'm afraid I can't stop and talk."
"No matter, my dear, I shall walk along with you. Where are you off to this fine morning?"
"I'm going to see my grandmother."
"Then I think I can be of service. I'll show you where there are some lovely flowers, my dear. You can take her a bucket."
Little Red Riding Hood knew that she shouldn't stop, but she did like the idea of taking her grandmother a special present. So she followed the wolf.
"Here we are. Now I must fly. I'm late for my lunch."
When Little Red Riding Hood reached her grandmother's house, she was a little bit surprised to see that the door was open.
"Hey? Is that you, my dear?"
"Yes, that's me.
Do come in! Do come in!"
But when Little Red Riding Hood crept up to her grandmother's bed, a very strange sight met her eyes.
"Oh, grandmother, what big ears you have."
"All the better to hear you with, my dear."
Little Red Riding Hood went a little closer.
"Oh, grandmother, what big eyes you have."
"All the better to see you with, my dear."
Little Red Riding Hood took one more step.
"Oh, grandmother, what big teeth you have."
"All the better to eat you with."
And then he gobbled her up.
That was fine.
When Little Red Riding Hood did not come home that afternoon, her parents were very worried. At last, her father went to grandmother's cottage to find her. How horrified he was when he found the fierce animal in grandmother's bed. With one blow of his axe, he killed the wicked wolf.
"What the hell is the wolf doing here?"
"I'm dead."
Then Little Red Riding Hood's father carefully cut open the wolf. Out jumped the little girl. She felt very strange indeed.
"Where's grandmother?"
"I'm here,"
cried a muffled voice from inside the wolf. Little Red Riding Hood and her father soon pulled the old lady out and took her up in bed.
"I feel a lot better now,"
said Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother as she tasted the good things the little girl had brought. Little Red Riding Hood's father was so glad that his little girl was safe that she hadn't the heart to scold him.
"I know you won't stop to pick flowers next time, Little Red Riding Hood, because I will give you some to take to grandmother."
And then, in the end, they all celebrated
a party!
Woo!
A party!